It's absolutely fascinating how to be able to operate such a complicated. The gamelan is a very complex musical form, and to be able to trigger it from this small box that you have here is quite tricky.
I think it's less complicated than it looks.
Okay. Let's talk about. I think what we've been listening to so far is pretty much connected to you working as a solo artist, as someone who's working on his own. But I know that your career is very rich with different collaborations.
Yes, for sure. Because improvisation or to communicate musically with somebody else is paramount to me. I actually learned a lot through improvisation with other musicians. What improvisation taught me basically was when to play, actually, in a group situation, the kind of communication that goes on within this, the kind of energies that flow, when should you actually just not play anything, and that would be actually more important than actually putting any sound that you can conceptualize in your head. And knowing how to keep quiet, that was what I learned from improvisation, as well as communicating on a certain kind of level with other musicians in a, because when it works, when an improvised session works, it's something that it's a collective experience and nothing else can actually recreate
that particular strength, that particular feeling of that particular of unity, experience. I guess. Yeah.
And yeah.
Does it matter where the musicians that you're working with originate from, musical genres or countries, or do you feel more affinity towards Middle Eastern musicians, European musicians, other electronica musicians, or it doesn't really matter?
No, it doesn't matter at all. Doesn't matter at all, actually. And this was when I was in, I went to Indonesia, beginning of 2010. And I was there to try and look for musicians to improvise with, as well as to play with traditional gamelan musicians, as well as look for the strange musicians that were going around doing crazy music. And this was all under the kind of project called The Future Sounds of Folk. It's a collaborative project between me and the kind of organization I'm with, the Unified Field, and with Stime in Amsterdam. Basically I found two really interesting musicians. I found more, but lack of time, we will stick to two. The first one I'll speak about is Iman Zimbot. He's basically a traditional gamelan musician. He plays...
From Indonesia?
From Bandung. He plays basically every instrument in the gamelan orchestra, and he has his whole family, basically his father introduced him to it, and the whole family, I think there are 10 or 11 of them, they all play, they are one orchestra, the whole family. And he was really interested in trying to do something with gamelan instruments, or the sounds of these instruments,
In a different way,
in a different approach, and to create something else without the same ends, without the same end of just creating gamelan music. So he was really interested to do a collaboration and to try different things as well. After he saw my live show in Bandung, and we were talking, and I saw that he was also a musician, and after he saw what I was doing, he was interested, and he kind of asked whether... I mean, I kind of asked him to just... Let's just try, you know, let's just go for it and see what comes out of it. And that led to the first collaboration, the first concert in the whole series of The Future Sounds of Folk. It was just me and him. Me okay. on computers, and Zimbot on kendang, which is the hand drum, and the bonang. Basically, it's the small kettles, rows of kettles that, well, you can't really see, but they're really related to the gamelan orchestra, these ones.
But it's okay, we can hear.
Okay, and the other musician that was also really interesting that I met in Indonesia was a guy called Bambu Wukir. Well, he calls himself that. And this he's basically a luthier. Of stringed instruments mostly, and he just makes really random things from anything he finds.
He creates his own instruments.
Yes, he creates his own instruments inspired by some traditional ones, some folk ones, and this latest piece that he has. I mean, I've been to his house before. He has got like 30, 40 different Frankensteins of instruments in his house, put together from everything from lights, you know, used lights to machine guns. To bamboo. And this last instrument that he made, called the Bambu Wukir, is a really interesting instrument. It's inspired by a traditional instrument called the Sasando from the Rote Islands in one of the southernmost parts of Indonesia in the archipelago. And it's basically a circular harp, this sasandu. What Bamboo Wukir made was that he took this idea of a circular harp from the bamboo, but he only put strings on half of the bamboo. And the other half, he basically stripped out the underneath of the wood, leaving the top husk
yes.
At different lengths. So each of them ring out at a different frequency. And that is the instrument that he created. And he has been playing with this, I think, for the last 2-3 years already. Could be more.
Is this one of the collaborations that struck you the most in all of the collaborations you've experienced in the last 2 years? Why do you want to play this track in particular?
Yes, why this track? Well, this track, because it was kind of a follow-on from the gamelan tracks that I was playing before. And it's also talking about improvisation. It kind of groups everything together. And this one was really improvised. I mean, I don't know. I tell a short little story. Maybe it's not interesting for anyone else but myself. This Iman Zimbod, he lives in Bandung. And I had this art space, the Unified Field, in Yogyakarta. Yogyakarta and Bandung, with a train, is maybe about 8 hours away. And so on the day that he came, he couldn't find train tickets, so he had to take a bus. And on the day that he was taking a bus, it was the end of the school holiday, so it was complete movement on the island of Java. And he had to play the previous night in another festival in Bandung, and he didn't sleep. He went straight to the bus station and waited for the bus, not wanting to miss it. And when he got on the bus, he realized that he was going to arrive at my house at midnight. And this was at 6 in the morning. From the jam. I mean, just imagine like Beirut jam, but spread out over the whole island of Java. So it was massive, and he was really stuck, and he was calling me throughout the day saying that he would arrive first at 12, and then he said, okay, I found another way, this. And when he was halfway through, so maybe about 4 hours away by train, he got off the bus, and he flagged down a local taxi, but it's not a car taxi, it's a motorbike taxi. And he managed to convince the guy to ride him all the way from a town in between, 4 hours away, to Yogyakarta. And he arrived just when the doors opened, tuned up the drums, and we went for it. And what you will hear is actually taken from this
the result
from
of
this set.
So this is One Man Nation on electronics, Bamboo Wookier playing some sort of plucked instrument, and
that is the Bamboo Wookier
itself.
Yeah, he calls the instrument the Bamboo Wookier as well.
And Iman Zimbot on various gamelan-oriented percussion.
Yes.
It's as you said earlier, it's kind of difficult to get an idea of what's really going on because you're showing us videos and you're talking about processes. It's very difficult to listen and not be able to see at the same time. So what I'm going to suggest to our listeners who listen to this program and were interested in your very complex and intriguing approach is to basically attend a performance /lecture/video presentation that's going to take place in a couple of days in Zico House, and during which you and Cédric Fermont, who's a friend of yours and a colleague and someone whom you've recorded with in the past, both of you will be basically talking about these processes and discussing the noise and music scene, electronic music scene in Asia and Africa and the Middle East at length. And if I'm not mistaken, this is happening on Wednesday, 19 January, starting 7, 8 p.m.?
Yes, it's going to be on... It's going to be on Wednesday at 8 o'clock, actually.
8 o'clock at Zico House.
Yeah.
And you and Cédric will be basically talking about these processes and discussing them and showing videos as well. You need some time to set up, Mark. I'm going to give you some time to set up. You're going to basically play live in the studios tonight. Do you want to tell us something about what you're going to do before we listen to a short musical excerpt while you prepare yourself? Or do you have no idea what you're going to do?
No real idea at this moment. I'll know in 2 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to let you get set. And in the meantime, let's listen to side... Well, I'm not going to say side B, but...
the other side of
the other side of this vinyl that you had the that you had the good taste of bringing with you tonight. So we're going to listen to Suspended in a Vortex in the Middle of a Bowl from Tibet. And right after that, in a couple of minutes, we'll have you playing live for us in the studios tonight.
Okay, sounds thanks. Good, yeah.
Thanks.
And thank you.
See you on Wednesday.
All right.
Cet extrait d'un vinyle de One Man Nation, voici à présent One Man Nation, Mark Chia, live dans le studio de Radio Liban pour une performance improvisée. Excusez-nous pour tous les problèmes techniques ce soir, mais on va y arriver. Thank you.